This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Tragic incident in Bardia, two dead and two ill after consuming unknown liquid resembling sanitizer. Devastating floods and landslides strike Panchthar, hundreds displaced, loss of lives reported. And Sudan's army struggles to regain control as paramilitary rapid support forces dominate Khartoum. Now the news in detail. Two people have died while two others have been taken ill after consuming a liquid that looked like sanitizer in Madhuban Municipality 8 of Bardia. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Hikmat Bahadur Bohra of District Police Office Bardia, the deceased has been identified as 70-year-old Gauri Rajni and 40-year-old Kamala Sunar. Likewise, 75-year-old Jaya Bahadur and 75-year-old Jagat Kumari Gurung of the same family have fallen seriously ill. The police said they were sent to Nepal Ganj for medical treatment last night. The incident is under investigation. A total of 119 families in four local levels have been affected due to floods and landslide in Panchthar. According to the data collected by the security agencies, 574 members of 199 families of the district were affected by the natural disaster. Of them, 59 members of 14 households have been completely displaced. Similarly, 86 households in the district are at high risk of being displaced. Chief District Officer Megha Bahadur Maggarati said 19 houses have been partially damaged due to the floods and landslide. Currently, a total of 574 citizens have been displaced from the homes in the district. The District Natural Disaster Committee has delivered relief materials to all displaced families. The details of the damage to the crops have not been collected. Three people have died while another three have gone missing in the flood and landslide in the district. The landslide and floods occurred this morning damaged 31 houses at Bitijor area of Golanjor Rula Matsitu in Sindulhi district. Even the harvest time Majan Paddy seedling readily for the transplantation perished in the debris flow. Ward Chairman Dola Karki informed that the landslide occurred after incessant rain caused the overflows of local streams. The debris flows killed 5 pigs and 60 chickens belonging to Chitra Bahadur Maji from Kukharikittar. Most of the houses from Kukharikittar, Tinmani, Katahari and Bhalukhola received damages. Chairman Karki added, detailed information on the loss and damages is being collected. The local farmers are now worried over the damages of ripe maize and paddy seedlings ready for transplantation. The Pokhara Parbat section of the Mid Hill Highway has been blocked since this morning after rocks fell down from above the hill at Mahabir located in Modi Rural Municipality 6 of Parbat. Due to the heavy rain since last night, rocks fell on the road in the early morning. Traffic Police Chief of Parbat Suman Nyuri said preparations are being made to mobilize machineries and personnel to clear the blocked roads. As a result, vehicles coming from Pokhara towards Parbat, Baglung, Magdi and Mustang have been stopped at Nayapul, while vehicles going outside Parbat remain stopped at Dimua. The area received heavy rainfall. As a result, traffic has also been affected in some rural roads as well. Madi Rural Municipality of Kaski is to give monthly allowance to the single men of the municipality. According to the policy and program of the municipality for the next fiscal year, social security allowance will be given to destitute single men aged 60 to 68 years. Rural Municipality Chair Deb Jangurung said that the procedure will be developed and implemented to provide a monthly allowance for the social security of poor widowers. Likewise, the municipality is going to give subsidies to the farmers who rear bulls. Subsidy on milk and eggs will be given under the program Village with Farmers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The Sudanese Army's infantry battalions have hardly been present on the streets of Khartoum during the 2-month-long conflict that have raged in the country. Leaving much of the capital under the control of the rival paramilitary rapid support forces. This is despite the army being made up of about 200,000 soldiers, roughly twice the size of the rapid support forces. Yet the army is heavily outnumbered on the streets of Khartoum as well as the two cities across the River Nile, Bari and Omdurman. Rapid Support Forces fighters were initially moving the three cities in the armed pickup vehicles, but now they mostly do so in ordinary cars. Huge number of people have complained on social media about the Rapid Support Forces stealing their cars from their homes. The suspicion is that the Rapid Support Forces is using them to avoid being hit by airstrikes. The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group has vowed to go all the way to topple Russia's military leadership hours after the Kremlin accused him of armed rebellion. Yevgeny Prigozhin said his Wagner fighters had crossed the border from Ukraine to Russia, entering the city of Rostov-on-Don. Ms. Prigozhin said his men would destroy anyone who stood in their way. The local governor urged citizens there to keep calm and stay indoors. Mr. Prigozhin claimed that his forces had shot down a Russian military helicopter that opened fire on a civilian convoy. He did not give a location and the assertion could not be immediately verified. Pakistan's interior minister says at least 350 Pakistanis were on board a packed trawler that capsized off southern Greece on 14 June. Rana Sanaula told Parliament his estimate was based on families who had sought government help and had taken DNA tests. Egyptian and Syrians were also among the hundreds of migrants feared death. The official death toll remains at 82, while 104 survived, including 12 Pakistanis. Giving his estimate, Mr. Sanaula said that for Pakistan, perhaps there has never been such a large toll on any incident before, even in terrorist accidents. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of Madhesh, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim province and in some places of the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at few places of Madhesh, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim province. The country is currently affected by monsoon air and the low pressure system around the Uttar Pradesh of India. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tragic incident in Bardia, two dead and two ill after consuming unknown liquid resembling sanitizer. Devastating floods and landslide strike Panchthar, hundreds displaced, loss of lives reported. And Sudan's army struggles to regain control as paramilitary rapid support forces dominate Khartoum. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.